Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Chagigo Daf Kof Ches in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Shlishi in the middle of Halacha Ches, the final Daf of Maseches Chagigo. We're starting Amud Aleph, six lines from the top of the Amud. So we concluded the Mishnah with a Machlokes. If Mizbeach Azov and Mizbeach HaNechoshes, meaning the two Mizbochos and Beis HaMikdosh, do they require Tevila or not? Rabbi Elazar says they don't require Tevila because they have a din of a karka. And Chachamim said they do require tefillah because the mitzupim, they're covered either with gold or copper, and this covering requires the do tefillah. So Dr. Gemara, Shiloh the Kfar Tamar to Beshem Rabbi Yochanan, he said, time with the Rabbi Elazar, the reason Rabbi Elazar, it says, V'tzipi so oisoi zehav tahor, and the hemshach of the pasuk is gagoi v'skira yisov, the roof and the walls. Hatoyra karos or karka. Roof, you don't say roof by clay. You say a roof only by a house. So the Torah is calling this a ground. It's connected to the ground. Says Gemara, Kedoy Mizbeach Azov. That pasuk is talking about Mizbeach Azov, the Mizbeach which is inside Beis HaMikdash. Mizbeach Ha'ilu, which is in the Azara Minayin. Says Gemara, V'dinu, Ma'im Mizbeach Azov Shu'am Olamo. It's a small Mizbeach. Hatom HaKarka, the Torah treats it as ground. Mizbeach Ha'ilu, Shu'chomesh Ha'chomesh, it's like a bigger one. Lokoshka, you'll treat it as the ground, as earth. Is the Bayim here? Someone to say Revua, Revua. It says the word Revua by Mizbeach Azov, and it says the word Revua by Mizbeach Oilo. Makan Karka, Afkan Karka, you learn one from each other. That they both have a din of a Karka that do not require Tevila. Om Avilo, time of the Rabbanon. What's the reason of Rabbanon? That the Torah calls it Karka. Why do Rabbanon disagree? Because it says, Mizbeach Eitz Shalosh Omiz Gavoya, HaTorah Karos Oisoy Mitaltel. The Torah calls it eitz. Eitz is wood. That's referring to a kli. It's a language belongs to a kli that it's something which is immovable. So the Gemara at Kedoy Mizbeach Ha'ilu is called eitz. Mizbeach Azov Minayin doesn't. It's not called eitz. V'dinu Ma Mizbeach Ha'ilu Shu Chamash Chamash. It's a large Mizbeach. Hatov Mitalta is to be movable. Mizbeach Azov Shu Am Olam. It's a small Mizbeach. Lakosh again. Is the Bayla Meima Ravu Ravu the same Zerushava? Makam Mitalta Avkam Mitalta Lung Zerushava from Mizbeach Ha'ilu to Mizbeach Azov. Continue the Gemara and says, Chaim Oyim Pesha Mitzupim. Prime says, even though Chaim brought in the Mishnah the reason Mitzupim, we just saw another reason, they're saying there, Lishita Sabi Lezer. Lezer, you hold it's Karka. Yeah, but they should be require mikvah because they're covered. Says the Gemara, Litzipu Shu Oyim in Machamasoyo. Isn't it a tzipu that stands on its own? Which means it's a tzipu that is not attached to the Kli and it's bottled to the Kli because it's thick and it can stand on its own. So it's not really part of the Kli. It was very thick, the size of a dinar of a coin. So therefore, why should the mizbeach be bottled to the tzipui? When you use the mizbeach, you must have wood. So therefore, it's not considered to be the tzipui standing on its own, because in order to use it, you must use the inside. Fasikid, similar to what we learned, Omar Shim Lokish, Vasito mizbeach. The Gersa of Chaim is miskater k'toyus in k'sivkan ela miktar k'toyus. Hamizbeach haya maktir es k'toyus. The mizbeach does the k'toyus. What does it mean? So Chaim explains that the Torah is telling you if really the k'toyus would be done on the mizbeach like in a normal way, so then it would burn the mizbeach. So therefore, it's considered to be that the mizbeach is doing the k'toyus and preventing it from burning itself. So you see, it's a avodah that's done. It's a miracle that happens over here. The only way that it happens is you have eitz, you have the wood, and you have the tzipui, the cover together. So that's why you can't say it's oyim ifnei atzmoi because you need both. Ask the Gemara, v'yeket tavlu shiasuya leilech v'leaniach. Why you don't look at it like a big square that stays in one place? It doesn't move. And if it doesn't move, it doesn't get tumah. Because it has to be mitaltel mola v'reik. It has to be something which you carry from place to place to receive tumah. Why is the shulchan tome? The reason the shulchan can become tome because they picked it up and show it to oile regolim to tell everybody, look how Hashem loves you, that the bread always stays fresh on the shulchan. So because they would carry it, because they would move it, that's the only reason it's mekabel tumo. If it would be stationary, it would be standing in one place, it would not get tumo. Even though it maybe has a tzipu, even though it's covered with metal. So now the Gemara goes back to the Mizbeach. Isn't this standing in one place? It's a kli in the Mikdash that stands. It should be Torah and it should not be Tomeh. So answers the Gemara, as we learned in the Mishnah Tamon there, there's three baskets. There's three baskets that you put in their garbage, put in their zevel. And the din is they get tumas medris. Tumas medris is when a zov or a zovo sit on something which is royally yeshiva's meant to be sitting or just laying on it, so they give it a tuma called tumas medris. So these baskets get tumas medris. Now, why did they get medris? Is it meant to be sitting on? Meaning, when the basket is full and it has garbage in it, so when someone is carrying it needs to rest, he uses the basket to sit on. He uses it as a chair. So yes, is it meant to be a chair? Usually not. But when it's full, people use it as a chair. Here as well. Here, how do you use the mizbeach? With its sipui, with its covering. Reb Chaim adds, because the covering helps the wood not to get burnt. So the only way to use the mizbeach is to have the covering. So therefore, it gets tumah because of the covering. The same we find that a basket is considered to be royally yeshiva when you use it together with what you fill it up with. So when you use it together with a chavilo, with what's in it, so it becomes a chair. So the mizbeach, when you use it together with its sipui, with the covering, so it has a din of the covering and it gets tumah. Masha'ik in the shulchan, the covering does. You don't need the covering to put the bread on it. You can put the bread directly on the wood. The Torah told you to use the covering, but it's not required to use for the bread. So therefore, by the shulchan, it's not bottled to the tzipui and does not require mikvah unless you pick it up. But by the bizbeach, even though you don't pick it up, it is bottled to the tzipui because you use it together with the tzipui, so you treat it the way it is together with the covering. With this, we conclude the third parak of Meseches Chagigo and the entire Meseches, Hadron Aloch Perak Choymer Bakoidish, Veslikolo Meseches de Chagigo, Hadron Aloch Perak Choymer Bakoidish, Veslikolo Mesechto de Chagigo. Mazel Tov to all the Mesaimim. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Chagigo, Dav Kofches.